This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Hey honeys, how are you? Isn't October going well? I think we can all agree. So today we are talking about the Kegel Bell. Next week we are going to be talking about lube. So it's kind of a vaginal month, and I'm here for it, honestly. Why not? It's October. Let's destigmatize our vaginas and their health. I was just going to pop on real quick and tell y'all a couple things. Number one, if you listen to my mini episode where I was talking about my last trip to New York, where I went to Indie Beauty Expo, then you probably already know that I have my own little Indie Beauty Expo boutique, because they basically started a new program this year where they were like, hey, Jackie, you know what's going on at Indie Beauty Expo. Why don't you start a little boutique where everyone around America can go in the shop and buy your favorite products from Indie Beauty Expo if they couldn't have made it? And that's exactly what I did. And my boutique is closing soon. I believe it closes October 20th, so that's very soon. So I just wanted to real quick mention my shop once again and encourage the honeys to go check it out. The link is tedious. I'm going to tell you what it is right now. It is on tui.com/collections/Jackie-Johnson. Yes, like I said, tedious. That's spelled ONTUWI.com/collections/Jackie-Johnson. If you want an easier link, it will be on the natchbeaut.com episode guide today, natchbeaut.com. It will also be in my Instagram bio, which is Jackie Michelle Johnson. Michelle with one L. And everything you purchase from my boutique, if you use code Jackie20, you are going to get 20% off your purchase. Yes, I know it is not code Natch. I tried. Okay. They weren't hearing it. So if you use code Jackie20, you can get 20% off of anything in this boutique. And I'm just going to run through a few of my favorites, because I made this boutique in August, and I have been using a lot of the things in here nonstop, and I'm absolutely obsessed with them. So if we haven't been talking products on Natch Beaut lately, here's some product talk, okay? So let me just go through a couple things with you. I also made it a point to pick things that I think would make great gifts, because a lot of us have a lot of shit, and we don't need anything. And I thought, well, if you still want to support or find some new things going on in the beauty space, there's lots of gift opportunities. I also pick things of all different price points. So if you're like, I'd like to buy something, but I'm on a budget, honey, we got you. So let me just run through a couple of these. Now, again, these are indie, mostly women-owned companies that I found at Indie Beauty Expo. These are my favorite products from the expo, and they're all available in a little online boutique for you. And if you use code Jackie20, you get 20% off. Okay. So the first thing in my store is the Buppy Buppy Lip and Ampoule Bundle. So there's two products by Unpaw. This is a Korean brand. They make a lip ampoule and then what they're calling a Buppy Buppy. They're both called Buppy Buppy. It's a duo. One of these is a little bit of sort of a lip serum. I put it on while I'm doing my makeup, and by the end of my makeup, my lips are soft. They have shed all their snake skin, and they are ready for whatever lip product I put on them. So that's what I use that for. The other product is like a little scrub, and it kind of bubbles up. So it's really cute and fun, and they're both pink and cute, and I think that would make a great gift. The second is my favorite exfoliator of the moment, Bajic Exfoliating Corrector. This is a woman-owned, again, another Korean skin product. And this is essentially, you know, we're always talking about exfoliants and what's new out there and what's better for us. And, you know, we don't want to use the plastic beads, whatever. This is using coffee. You open this up and it is just beautiful. It looks like brown velvet. This texture is really beautiful. Smells like fresh coffee. I've been using this nonstop. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. They have a lot of other products, but this is the one I chose. Really beautiful matte white jar. And this costs $39. My absolute favorite product from all of Indie Beauty Expo is the Graydon Skincare Face Glow. I've talked nonstop about this. It's $43. It's essentially a primer, but also it could just go on with no makeup. But it just gives your skin this beautiful glow, and it would really work on any skin tone. It just has a very, very tiny light pigment that goes away once you blend it. But it's full of all these yummy, delicious things, and it just makes your whole face look like it's been blurred. And if you've been commenting on my Instagram, the reason I'm looking good is 100% because of this product. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I love Graydon Skincare. I think she's a woman named Graydon, and woman-founded brand, and I met her at Indie Beauty, and her other product I'm obsessed with is her Full Moon Serum, which is also in my boutique. This is $87, so this is not cheap, but this is essentially a serum's serum because it has everything you could ever need in a serum in one. It has collagen, botanical collagen, so vegan. It has vitamin C. It has hyaluronic acid. It has retinol, which is, again, a plant-based retinol, so it's not photosensitive. It has blue tansy. It has an anti-pollution complex. It has gemstones in it. It is literally like what do we want? We want a hyaluronic serum. We want a vitamin C serum. We want a retinol serum. It's in all. Everything it has is in this. And it's really beautiful. It's this beautiful, like, turquoise color. And I've almost finished the bottle. I've only had it a couple months because I'm obsessed. So I think if you're going to splurge, this would be my item to splurge on. Also, the Graydon Skincare Face Glow. What else? Okay, I need to tell you all about the Aku Paddle Brush. I know, hairbrush. Not exciting. These Aku hairbrushes... You've never felt something so amazing on your scalp. If you're looking for a new hairbrush or you're looking for a gift for somebody with everything, go in my boutique and buy them this Paddle Aku hairbrush. This hairbrush, it's so nice on your scalp. If you have an itchy scalp like me, it's dry out there, get you this paddle. It's fantastic. It's a really sleek, fun design, but also they designed it. I said this last time and I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it was Japanese acupuncturists or doctors that designed it. So it's like feels amazing on your scalp. It is a wellness experience, honey. Okay. And it's really great for your hair because it won't pull your hair out. It can kind of detangle, massage. I'm obsessed with it, and it is $34. Like, it's a perfect gift for anybody in your life. It's like, what do I get them? They have everything. What else is in here? The Starry Eyes Pop Masks. These are masks that heat up, and they're great for travel. They're great for if you can't fall asleep. There's a pack of five for $20, and again, this would make a great gift. There's lots of other things in here, but those are like my top ones, and I just wanted to get on here and remind y'all that this boutique is almost closed, and that discount is for real. So get in there, get you some products for my Indie Beauty Expo boutique. Again, the link, it will be on nashby.com, or it is in my Instagram bio. Don't forget, code Jackie20 will get you 20% off. The last thing I want to mention is I'm having a show in my apartment in LA because I'm moving, and I decided it would be funny and silly and wacky and special to have some honeys in my apartment on my last night. The show is coming together so well. GT's Kombucha is donated all pink kombucha for us. Our guest is insane. You're not even going to believe it. We're going to have so much fun. I talked about the tickets here once, and most honeys have paid up and are coming, but I think I still have a few slots left because I was so selective with reaching out and letting people come. And, you know, things happen. I've had a few honeys say they can't come anymore, and I really want it to be full because it's such a special night. So if you live in L.A., if you happen to live in Silver Lake, even better, or the east side of, you know, Hollywood, or the easter side of the town... This show is going to be Thursday, October 24th, so 1 week from right now, at 8 p.m. in my apartment in Silver Lake. I will give the address out day of to all the honeys that have been reached out to and paid up. However, if you're listening to this and you live in L.A. and you were like, oh, I haven't heard about this, I want to come, why don't you send me a DM on Instagram or jackie@nashby.com today, and I'm going to try to get as many honeys as I can. Tickets are $30. That includes a full-size beauty item. That includes a ticket to the raffle for big prizes. I have so many prizes to give away. Almost every person is going to leave with not only their full-size gift, but something else as well. I have so much stuff to give away. We have a celebrity guest. We have photo booths. We have GT's Kombucha. Melinda Lee Holm is going to be there, and we're going to do a ritual to cleanse my apartment. It's going to be so fun and special. So I really want the honeys to be there. So I'm just putting out another plug. If you happen to hear this and you're like, I didn't know about that, I want to come, go ahead and DM me. I'll read DMs for the first time today. Just putting out there. I want it to be full. Okay, that's it. Please enjoy this episode. It's great. Stephanie Scholl is very interesting. We're going to talk pussies today. Get excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm a natch beaut, honey. When your serum comes over me, oh, baby, I've got a whole shelf of cream. Always use code NATCH for another taste of NATCH, honey.
Yes, we are kicking in Mariah today, honey. By the way, if you haven't seen Honey by Mariah Carey, the video, get your ass on YouTube and watch it right now because it is iconic and the song is incredible. Hopefully I did it justice. I used to practice Mariah rolls in my car. And even before I could drive, I would practice Mariah rolls in my house. Obviously, I would lower it a few keys. Honey, I do not have that range. She has like a 5-octave range or something. Anyway, this isn't Natch Mariah. This is Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte today. If you haven't listened before, hello. My name is Jackie, and I'm the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, the Queen of Creams, your host of the most serious and freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your cookie southern aunt. And here I am with my natural, well, we're about natural beauty here, meaning the beauty you have within, not necessarily natural beauty products, honey. I love a chemical, okay? Every once in a while, I do my best. I get, wrestling in my lips every 6 months. We're all doing fine. But, you know, we're not all about the neck up here on Natch Butte. We are about beauty all over. We are about wellness all over. We are about female empowerment. We're just about all kinds of positive, yummy things. And my guest today, you know, she has founded a product. She has invented a product, and she's changing the world. And she has a very fascinating story and backstory as to how this happened. If you might have listened a couple weeks ago to my mini episode where I discussed the Kegel Bill, I know a lot of y'all honeys bought them and are very curious, as am I. So I said, you know what, Stephanie Scholl, Dr. Stephanie Scholl, I must say, I said, why don't you come to California and talk to me about the Kegel Bill? And she's here now, so please welcome Dr. Stephanie Scholl to Natch Butte.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
It's good. It's great to be here. Thanks.
Do you go by Dr. Stephanie Scholl?
I go by Stephanie.
That's fine. I can handle that. I just feel like if you put in the work and you get a PhD, I would want people to literally call me that everywhere I went.
Well, no, at university when I was a professor, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, right. But now out and about. Yeah.
But can I call you that?
I would like that.
Great. Thank you.
Because I feel like I'm in a lab here, like in graduate school.
Yes. You had said that.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, welcome to Natch Butte. We're going to get into everything, but the first question I always ask my guests is, what type of skin do you have?
Ooh, that is a tough one for me because my skin, in
your
a way.
Your skin looks great.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's been like the bane of my existence.
Yeah.
Since I was 11, I had cystic acne.
Oh.
Yeah, big time.
Don't look it. I don't see any scars.
I do have scars. We can do show and tell. That's been a struggle, like big time struggle. But you know what? I think it's kept me humble.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I could have been gratitude, some vain monster.
But gratitude, too. Yeah, you have to be grateful for everything. And I think when you go through that, you really have to look in the mirror and be like, you know what? I'm alive. I'm breathing. Mm-hmm. I'm happy I'm here.
And it's kind of like a good litmus test for people, like, you know, if they can accept that part of me, and then that's okay, especially like when dating, right? Like I was like a pus monster. So if a guy can handle that, then that's like a good like test of he's down for anything and he's with me.
I love that.
So there's a positive to everything.
Yes.
But it's been a struggle.
Wow. Well, it looks like you got it under control.
At 48, the zits are starting to calm down.
Oh, good. So that's what I have to look forward to. Excellent. I'm happy. Now, I usually ask what type of skin do you have, but I thought because of our discussion today, I was going to ask you what type of vagina do you have?
Oh, my. Nice.
And I don't think I've ever asked a guest that. So, Stephanie, you're welcome.
I've never been asked that, even in this
really?
Business.
Never. Well, I'm so honored.
No. Wow. Well, I have a 48-year-old vagina,
okay.
I should say. Mm-hmm. And it is in really great working order because
yes.
of Kegel Bell.
Yes.
And
oh, so you do say Kegel.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Either way. You know, it's just preference,
yes.
and it's spelled the same way, and it
right.
does the same thing. So have fun with it. I'll alternate if you want, so it makes
no,
everyone feel welcome.
Okay, how about I say Kegel, you say Kegel, right. and then we're just going to make everybody uncomfortable.
And confused.
Yes. Okay, I love
so,
that.
So, well, golly, that's
I
interesting.
I think that's a good answer.
Yeah, it's it changed as a result of using the device. So I should say, when I was inventing it and experimenting with it, I thought I didn't have any issues.
Yeah.
I thought I was making it for people that do, right?
Yes.
When I found out about the problem, I'm like, let's get ahead of
this.
Okay. So to my surprise, okay, I found out that my vaginal dryness that I had for like over a decade that I thought was just a done thing and it's the way it's going to be. And I just have to ever be on the search for the lube. You know, talk about trying to find a moisturizer for your face.
Yeah.
Like I was always trying to find the right
moisturizer
lube.
For your vagina.
It was hard. I never did find one that actually was okay.
Right.
Anyway, so lo and behold, in using this device, toning those muscles, the natural lubrication came back, like roaring back.
Yeah.
I have zero need for any lube whatsoever.
Yeah.
So that's been delightful because it's more natural, it's more spontaneous, it's more fun, it's everything. And then the other thing was, I didn't know that my orgasms could be better.
Yeah.
I just considered myself lucky that I had a go-to position.
Yeah.
And now that it's a toned vagina, I can, it does many more things for me.
You know, so you're saying, when I say what kind of vagina do you have, you're saying, I got a bomb vagina. That's what I have.
I am enjoying this
the
relationship
benefits.
With it that I never had before. Never gave it much thought before, to be quite honest.
If I did,
I had like anxiety about it. I thought, I wasn't so jazzed about the whole thing.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, it's a very long answer.
I think that's perfect, and I'm so happy that we're talking about this. Stephanie, thank you for being here. I'm so excited already. The last question, warm-up question, is your favorite thing about yourself? Your bomb ass pussy?
Yeah, that's up there now. I have to say it's a new favorite. Yeah. Probably my best feature right now. But let's say that I like my curiosity.
I love that answer. I've had that said by another brand owner, the Ara Katz, who owns Seed Probiotics. We love an entrepreneurial woman. Okay. Well, Stephanie, thank you for being here. Let's get into the Kegel Bell, because your story is very interesting, why you started it. First of all, I just want to say you have a PhD in philosophy, which, wow. How does having a PhD in philosophy lend itself to being a brand founder? Has that come in handy?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It's the best ever.
Yeah.
Because I am just... My habit is to stand back and question everything and not accept the dominant assumptions, the way people see the world, the way things have always been done. And I look for blind spots. I look for what people can't see because their worldview makes them blind to it. It's just a natural like reflex. Not great for hanging out with friends and family. People don't, you know, really enjoy those things being pointed out because they have a lot invested in seeing the world the way they see it.
Yes.
But when it comes to like questioning, like, why do we do it this way?
Yes.
It's just the only way it can be done.
Right.
And in this particular instance, I feel like it was really, really handy because of all that we have as anxieties around vaginas and how no one talks about it. And so the research has been, you know, not great because, yes, there has been research in that part of the body. But as we know, in medical research, women have been left out historically. So there was a lot that could be done very easily if one had the right way of looking at it.
That's so interesting. I also want to just point out, because I did look at your LinkedIn page as research.
Okay.
You went to Texas A&M.
No, I did.
Did you know I went to University of Texas?
No.
As did Jessica, my engineer.
I love it.
So we have Aggies and Longhorns coming together to talk about vaginas today.
That is brilliant.
I know. How random is that?
It is totally
Are you
random.
From Texas?
I lived there for a little while, Air Force brat.
Oh, that's right. I read that. Very cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, we can come together. So for people who don't know, they are historically rivals, rival
right.
schools. But you know what? We don't care. I don't even follow football. I couldn't tell you who won this year. The Aggies are... Oh, wait. They probably play on Thanksgiving, huh? Don't they always play on Thanksgiving? I don't know, and I don't care. It's just we're educated ladies, and we're hanging out. So I found that very interesting. Okay. So why and how? I know this is probably a long question. Why and how did you start Kegel Bell? Did you invent it? I know your mother had a lot to do with it. She was an inspiration to you. Please indulge me.
Yeah, she had five kids.
Wow.
And I had no idea that as a result, she was suffering from bladder leakage and her uterus and her bladder were starting to drop. It's called prolapse.
Mm-hmm.
So she was struggling with these things, you know.
Kind of in private.
In private.
Mm-hmm. Because as women, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the thing. And so it's not just, okay, so... Flash forward, I had no idea that was going on. How did I know? Well, she went to get a surgery, and that surgery ended up not helping. In fact, it made it worse. Oof. And now she's got this crippling pain that will be with her forever. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is a problem a lot of women have with after childbirth or just in, later in life. They have issues with their pelvic floor. What's the pelvic mesh? What is it?
Yeah, right. So childbirth is often a trigger for women to have pelvic floor issues. Mm-hmm. And that's where the muscle gets weakened or compromised. And so then you start to see symptoms of like bladder leakage, and less talked about, we can talk about here, fecal leakage and gas leakage.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I've actually never heard that. I do know that you have to wear a diaper after you give birth and you like sludge out for a few days. Yeah. And that's something nobody ever tells anyone.
Mm-hmm. And then for a lot, it doesn't completely go away. Right.
Oh, wow.
And then so it may get better for, you know, a while. Then they're leaking not that frequently. But then as they get older, it's going to become more and more of an issue.
Right.
So and then there's where unbeknownst to most women, 75% of women have some degree that one of their pelvic organs is starting to like lose its moorings and slip. That could be the uterus. It could be the bladder. It could be the rectum. And some of us, you know, all three start to go. And that's just because the muscles aren't strong enough to hold that up. But it's happening hidden, you know, in your body. So it's only when it's like too late that a lot of women find out.
Actually notice.
Yeah. Usually when it starts to exit the body, you know,
oof.
Or a doctor says time for surgery. You're like, what? So something like doing your pelvic floor exercise hopefully keeps that day from ever happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that it's starting to slip. The question is, are you going to be in that percentage of people for whom it goes so far that you have to get surgery?
Right.
And that's never a great, it sounds like a one and done easy fix, and it's really not. There's all sorts of complications around.
Well, surgery is, you know, something not to be taken lightly.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like to avoid it at all costs, personally, yes.
Right. And it can invite, you know, all the things that could, you know, piggyback on that.
Yes.
So, and then there's, lastly, there's like sexual dysfunction when those muscles are weakened, like lubrication. I didn't connect the dots on that.
Right.
But if the muscles aren't toned and healthy and with the blood flow, you're not going to get producing that moisture the way that you would otherwise. But we all may have heard women talk about, especially after childbirth, being concerned about laxity or looseness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not sexual dysfunction, technically.
Right.
Doesn't matter. There's no one size. But women feel insecure, and then that starts to impede their sexual
pleasure.
Function.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in that sense, I'd put it
And
under
I hate that.
I know.
Gosh, it's like, why do we care? We're trying to get ours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be about that. But we're all conditioned to be concerned about that, and it is what
and
it is.
And some partners are not so nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something that really puts a fire in my belly. When I talk to women and their husbands or partners are not being kind about that, and they're getting some dangerous surgeries in like third world countries or whatever, I'm like, okay, let's solve this.
Right.
We could do this with Kegel Bell.
Right.
So anyway, or pelvic floor exercise more broadly, we can talk about that. And then lastly, there's the orgasm dysfunction, where the orgasm weakens over time, or it disappears, or it's just situational, where it takes a lot of stars to line up. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, barometric pressure, the right music, the right lighting, and then boom. So a whole host of things start to go awry. And that can happen like childbirth, like we were saying. But it can also happen with just aging process. It can happen because it's just atrophied. And that's something that's really fascinating to me is, as a philosopher, right? So here's the problem. When we're young, young girls in this society, you know, we're taught don't look, don't touch down there.
Yes.
Were you taught that?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, Catholic, honey.
Yeah.
Catholic Dallas, conservative house, yes.
I would get changed in the closet.
Same. No, I always say I shower with my clothes on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, and, you know, hey, I masturbated as a toddler, as a kid, right? You know, many do. So just so all you parents out there, you know.
Right. It's
you can
normal.
Chill about it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so I got the lectures and the horrified, you know, gasps and stares and, you know, punished. And so as a good girl, I quickly learned whatever that is down there is evil and don't look, don't touch.
Yes.
So then it atrophies. You can atrophy at any age. I mean, I talk to young women who, in their early 20s, who have these symptoms, and it's just the muscles aren't strong because they've been literally ignored. I call it, if we want to geek out, I have a word for it. I call it psychological castration.
Mm.
That's what we've done to ourselves. And, well, the good news is, you know, the muscles are still there, and they still want to do their job, and they are going to be so excited when we connect with them.
Yes.
So, it's not a terrible story. It has a happy ending.
Yes. It's never too late, honey. Yes. Okay. That's excellent.
And I didn't fully, because this is my fault, I didn't fully answer your question of how I invented it. My mom had the problem.
Yes. Please keep going.
And so I did the research to figure out what the heck was going on. I found out, whoa, it's muscles down there. Whoa, they weaken. I know. I was in my 40s. I should have already known this. Wow.
But nobody tells us that.
So I didn't know.
Nobody told me. I mean, first of all, I never took anatomy, believe it or not, out of, yeah. You know, my 12 years of public education and then 4 years of college. And as I said, University of Texas, great school. I never learned anatomy. I don't think I've ever in an entire educational setting in any said there are such things as of Kegel muscles, pelvic floor muscles. Nobody said that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not taught that.
Yeah. So then we become, you know, grown women with symptoms and we're not aware that there's a solution.
Right.
And we're not aware, you know, and we just suffer. And that's the part that really ticks me off is all these women are held back in life over something that we could avoid if we just wouldn't have such a prissy culture that forced
right.
us to ignore it.
Right.
So when I looked at the research, I'm like, wow, this problem is ubiquitous. So many women, the majority of women suffer from one or more of these symptoms. Okay. So, what is the medical literature telling us? Well, they're saying unequivocally, with fantastic results, Kegels,
yes.
pelvic muscle strengthening exercises work.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay, problem solved. Okay, since we all know this, and 75% of women have been told to Kegel, how come the problem is so vast? We have the solution. We know it works.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of research, not mine, other existing research that says most women can't Kegel properly even after instruction.
Wow.
So, looks like you work out. So, if you have an atrophied muscle, it doesn't kick in. All the other strong muscles are recruited.
Mm-hmm.
So, when a woman thinks she's doing a Kegel, she's probably flexing her buttocks or her quads or her stomach or something else, right?
Yeah, this makes perfect sense.
So, she's not isolating the atrophied muscle. It's weak. It's hard to find.
Right.
Anyway, and she's been told not to connect with that muscle, so it's long gone.
Yeah, there's like a mental thing as well.
There's a mental mm-hmm. thing. It's big. It's huge.
It's all mental for me. Orgasms are all mental for
oh,
me.
Oh, my God. It's so...
Yeah.
Although... I have to say, when the muscles are strong, it takes a little bit of that out of the equation.
Oh, I know.
It makes it a little bit easier, regardless of what's going on in your mind.
Oh, I know. Oh, I've experienced this.
We'll have to talk about
yes.
that some more. But how does the technology work? Well, so in the literature, it was really clear. There was fewer studies, but still really great studies that vaginal weights work really well to help women Kegel properly. Okay. And the other reason why women don't benefit from Kegels is they don't do them often enough. If you just do Kegels alone by yourself without any instruments, they say 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor is like...
I've heard that.
3 times a day.
Right.
You add it up. That can add up to like over 100 minutes a week
right.
of I'm supposed to focus on nothing but Kegels.
Yeah. Like it's like, oh, just do it while you're cooking. I'm like, no, I'm cooking. I can't,
I know. The list of things they have about what you can do while Kegeling is so insulting. It's like all these domestic chores that only women are supposed to
do. Oh, right,
of course. Right out of like 1950s.
Get in the kitchen, make your husband dinner.
Yeah. It's like 1950s textbook.
Yes.
So it's not like when in the boardroom.
Right, of course, which it should be.
When inking a deal, you can be Kegeling.
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah. So, so weights work. And then I looked at why weights were failing people. And there aren't really great weight kits out there that are FDA registered, made out of safe material. And all the weight was inside the body.
Right.
Which has the consequence, if you want to have a heavier weight, you have to make it bigger and bulkier.
Right.
So,
and that can be really uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable and it's not challenging. Now you're not challenging the muscles. You got a cork in a bottle.
Right.
So the muscles aren't working.
Yes.
So there are a lot of reasons to make it smaller and still find a way to make it heavier. So if you put the weight outside the body, which is why you have that cord.
Yes.
That's what makes this novel and different. And it makes it so women can work out with more weight, which really accelerates results, which for me lands exactly where I want to be, which is better results, less time, more efficient, you know, in and out like a duck mating. She's at her life and not kegeling, for God's sake.
I mean, honestly, 5 minutes, 3 times a week, I was, as I discussed on my other episode, I was like, oh, that's there's no way. I mean, that's such a small amount of time. There's no workout in the world. 8 minute abs. You know what I mean? There's no workout in the world that's like 5 minutes, 3 times a week.
I know. It's the muscles want to work. Those are great muscles.
Yeah.
Those are brilliant muscles.
I'm telling you, I got this started working real quick.
Okay. I want to hear.
Real quick on me. Real quick. I was doing a solo trip. Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I literally started laughing. I couldn't believe how long my orgasm was lasting. I mean, it was like that pee when Tom Hanks pees in A League of Their Own, like that long pee. I was like, this is insane.
I love it.
I mean, and I was like, because I'm lucky, I'm privileged. I don't have any of these issues. I don't have I wasn't dripping out my pee or, you know, all these things we discussed. And if I'm being honest, I do not have an issue with dryness. I do not.
Fabulous.
So, but I just, like I said, I did it as an experiment, as something funny, you know, to learn about. But I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased. And it's really fun.
Is it?
Fun. Yeah. Isn't it fun?
Well, I'm so fascinated by how and why you tried it.
That,
you know, in fact, I had women like you in mind.
Yeah.
Like women that have everything, that do it all, that are like high achievers and who, whatever they do, they're going to be the best at. It doesn't matter. Pick your thing. They're going to figure it out. They're going to learn about it. They're going to be the best at it. So I love that you bought it to make fun of it. That is the best.
Well, you know,
that's the best.
I walked in Itty Beauty Expo and I believe Jane, who's the PR rep for IBE, I was like, listen, I don't have a lot of time. Tell me where I need to go because there's a lot of noise. It's like, oh, another serum. Oh, another cream. Which, you know, I love them. But she said, you have to go see Kegel Bell. She told me to come over.
Oh, Jillian said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Aw.
Or I think it was Jane. But maybe it was Jillian. I, you know, listen, there's all these beautiful ladies walking around.
That's
whatever.
Right.
Everybody's great. I love Indie Beauty Expo. So they told me to go over there. And I went over there and I read the sign. You had a sign that just had all these stats. And you know, again, I'm going through a divorce. And it's really, here we go. It's been a really hard year. And you know, being in my mid-30s and starting over is terrifying and was terrifying, and especially like in the most ageist city in the world, arguably. And I didn't know what to expect. And you know, I just said, I just want to take care of myself. This whole year has been Jackie Care, working out, getting my hair done at a nice fancy place. You know, I just like
new Jackie.
New Jackie, but I'm just really focusing on self-care because, like, my creativity has been so stifled by what I've been going through. Like, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and it comes out all the time in crazy ways that I don't expect. And it's, you know, this is a life. That's what trauma is. It's like a lifetime of recovering from this. And I was like, what better way to kind of empower myself and, you know, to put weights in my pussy?
You know,
and I did think it was funny. I didn't think it wasn't going to do anything. I just thought, I've never seen anything like this. I've been to every, Stephanie, I've been to every beauty convention. I've been to everything. And I've never seen anything like this. And I was like, you know what? Why not get it? I just went into it with like, this will be something entertaining for my audience. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect any results. I didn't expect to have you in here crying with me. I mean, but it is what it is. And I've been getting incredible results. I mean, I've always been, not always, but I mean, I didn't have my first orgasm until I was 23 with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I cried.
Mm.
I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, I'm not broken.
That's because, the word I hear, broken, yeah.
Because we see, you know, we see porn, we see movies, it's very performative, it's not real life, you know? It's like learning to drive watching Fast and the Furious. That's not real life, that's not how you drive, that's not how you fuck, that's not how you make love. It's these, you know, performances. And I would be like, this doesn't feel good to me. I don't, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when I finally had one, I was like, oh my God, I work. You know, and then from that point, I navigated it to find how to do it and what I liked and whatever. But that was not an easy road. Mm-hmm. I had all this Catholic guilt. I had all this crap. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm in my 30s. I was, you know, I got laid on the regular many years. I was in, you know, so it's fine. But I wanted to do something just to, you know, to try. And oh my God, I've had great results.
How smart was that, that you connected the dots on that? And that makes me want to I think this highlights something that I've had a hard time articulating. And so you won't really see it on the website or in the material.
Right.
And that is that halo effect that that influences one's whole life when we connect with that profoundly important part of the body.
Yes. 100%.
I mean, I'll call it tongue in cheek. I'll say, like, get your swagger back.
Yes.
I don't feel that doesn't fully explain the kind of blossoming, the kind of coming into one's own, the kind of feeling of power of, I mean, yeah, I mean, I walk down the street differently. I'm in my life differently. I'm at work differently and definitely in my private life differently. And it seems bizarre, but then again, is it? Because that's an important part of our body. And if we've disconnected from it because of all these profound psychological reasons, these huge, heavy archetypes and these huge, like, ghosts of our past, to, like, become okay with it, that should be liberating. And maybe that is that lift of the, you know, of the fog, of the cloud that feels great. And I just don't know how to share that with people.
Right.
But I guess we just did. We'll see if it makes sense.
Yes. I think it, I hope it makes sense. Basically, just I'm trying to be, like I said, my creativity, I'm focusing on myself physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I said, oh, I'm going to put weights in my pussy. Let's see if this does something. I think it'll be entertaining. And it ended up really being empowering to me.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that answers that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hmm. Can we talk about alternative benefits from pelvic floor exercises?
Yeah. What are they? Tell me.
Well, you tell me. Your damn company's having. I know, like, I read it can help with your posture.
Mm.
Is that true?
Well, insofar as you're strengthening a lot of tiny little muscles, any kind of support like that, sure. Yeah.
Listen, I don't have them listed because I thought you would tell me.
Oh, yeah. So I think we just talked about the best.
We did. We
which did. Was, but yeah, I think what's interesting to me is I surveyed my customers, the early customers, the first 50. I was like, okay, do you have any of these problems? And it was like, difficulty holding back gas. And like, no one checked the box on that. Okay. So when I did the post survey, I'm like, did Kegelbell help you with these things? And I put it on the list because it was there.
Right.
Could you control gas better? And then like 60% of the women said, yeah.
Wow.
So I feel like there's like this, you know, overall slow atrophying.
Yes.
And these symptoms start to appear slowly. And we just mistake them as, you know, background noise or just, you know, like I did with like the losing the lubrication. I'm like, well, it just goes.
Right. There it went. Bye.
Yeah. And the other thing, so I would say like all these little teeny tiny benefits start to show up. But the biggies are, as we already listed, those problems I had listed about the different kinds of like leakage, be it urine, gas, or fecal, the different kinds of prolapse, be it uterus, bladder, rectum, and then the different kinds of sexual dysfunction, be it lack of lubrication, anorgasmia or orgasm dysfunction, and laxity.
Yes.
So
okay, yes.
That's a pretty long list.
It is. Great. We already covered it. Awesome. Okay. Walk us through a 5-minute Kegelbell routine. Like, let's say somebody opens the box. I know you have one next to you right now. Mm-hmm. So obviously nobody can see us. But tell us just, because I watched the video when I first got mine, and you talked through everything. So can you just sort of do that for us, for people who are still very confused or don't understand?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So you have this surgical grade silicone, like little
oval, ovum,
egg with a tail.
Yes.
Egg with a tail. And it's about the size of a tampon. We have a slightly larger one in there for women who have a little bit more laxity. You know, someone, let's say, who's given birth to a child may want to use the larger one. But at any rate, so you stand up with your legs apart. Slight bend in the knee, and you insert it like you would a tampon. And for a lot of people, I say use a little bit of lube.
Mm-hmm.
Or use a lot of lube if you're really dry. Like
yes.
Someone in menopause or postmenopause, they may need more lube to make comfortable.
I have friends in their late 30s, early 40s that have discussed vaginal dryness with me.
Yeah.
It's a real issue with them, and it's really held them back. And it's, again, shameful. It's one of those things where there aren't billboards for you. There's not, you know, this isn't something we talk about, you know?
And then they say it's one and done solved by adding artificial lubrication,
right,
which really is not a great solution. Coconut oil, I think, is the best if one's not allergic to it. But, you know, everyone has to find what works for them.
Yes.
That's kind of why I'm right now hesitating to put out my own lube, because it's like, it's just so personal.
Right, it is.
At any rate, water, whatever it is,
you know,
and then you insert it, and then that might be enough weight for a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough weight for them to work out with. Some other women will need to add more weight. Why? What are we looking for? We're looking for when your body can't hold it in easily.
Okay.
So we want to take out the having to overthink how which muscles to contract to make a Kegel exercise. How we get around that is by holding this in and having a challenging amount of weight on it, it's going to want to slip out, and the right muscles have to kick in to hold it in. So that's how we're trying to make it an automatic reflex. So you don't have to use your brain to think about it. Your body does it. It's like, oh, there's an object here. I don't want it to slip out, and it grips it in the right way. And that's why lube helps, because it makes it more challenging and slippery. Like, imagine holding... Like, I just dropped a glass in the kitchen because I had oil
in
my hand.
right.
So, so then, yeah, so she stands and she inserts it and she holds it for as long as she, let's say, about 10-second challenge or 15-second challenge. And then she lets it out and then she rests, totally rests the muscles for about twice the time. And then she inserts it and holds it. And then she gets to that point where it wants to slip out again. So then she rests. And then she keeps cycling that way for 5 minutes. So what you're doing is just kind of challenging yourself and using weight resistance, basically, and making sure you're hitting the right muscles by making an automatic reflex. So it's just good old-fashioned weight training, quite frankly.
Okay, so what I've been doing is I don't take it out. I just, like, rest the weight in my hand during the resting. Should I not be doing that?
No, I do it too.
Yeah.
It's a good lazy man's cheat. I like it.
Right.
But the question is, some women have a hard time relaxing the muscles.
Right, okay.
And so if you think you're that person, then take it out or expel it with your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be fun.
Oh, yeah. Shoot it out.
Shoot it out.
I remember there was a stripper who did that at UT. Maybe you saw her, Jessica. She would shoot ping pong balls out.
I need to go meet these women. I'm curious.
I mean, I maybe I'll try that next. A fun party quirk.
The other inverse action that's equally fun and very interesting and very powerful, you can experiment with this because it sounds like, you know, we already know you're an advanced user.
Not to brag.
Yeah. Well,
you can. 70 sent me their big weight.
Yeah.
That fell right out of my puss.
Yeah.
That fell right out.
Yeah.
So I'm working.
You're still advanced.
Yes, I'm working it. I'm working up to it.
And we could all get there.
It's
you know, it's just some of us start out at a higher level.
Yes.
But we all can get to the same place.
Yes, it's exciting.
So here's a really advanced move. So I just told you about standing up and finding the challenging weight where, you know, gravity is going to pull it out of your body unless your right muscles kick in, and then you cycle off and on for 5 minutes. Relaxing is important. I just want to stress real quick, we don't want tight muscles. We don't want cramped muscles.
Yes.
Which is why I have a problem with those Kegel balls that say wear them around for hours.
Right, right.
We want your muscle to relax.
Right.
And there's even a tiny subset of women out there who have super, super, super tight cramped muscles. Like, some people hold tension in their shoulders or in their back. Well, they might be doing it down there. And Kegel bell won't really work for them until probably they see a PT, a physical therapist, work out those tightness.
Yeah.
And then they can therapeutically use this. So we're not going for tight, ladies. We're going for squeeze, which is much better than tight, because tight is like uncomfortable sex, painful sex.
Right.
Squeeze is you're enjoying it, your partner's enjoying it, everyone's happy.
Yes.
And that's healthy. So I just wanted to emphasize that. And then I wanted to tell you that advanced move. So I talked about you could expel it in between rests so that you can concentrate on your muscles doing that. But you can also lay down and put the tip of the bulb right outside.
And suck it in.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying that later. I'll send you a video. I'm just kidding. Do people do that? Do your friends, like, send you videos and stuff?
No, and nor will I ever show.
Yes.
The mystery.
I love that. Oh, my God, I love that. Yeah, how did you decide who you were going to have help you do your research when you first started the company? Like, you had some prototypes made. Were you like, here's my best friend, here's my sister, here's my cousin?
No.
Were you like, Strangers.
There was one person I knew, a distant relative.
Mm-hmm.
Not distant, but not a relative that I was super close to. But no, it ended up that I got a list of people who were waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a website up saying, Kegelbell's coming, get on the list to be one of the first. And since I was giving a lot of talks in the entrepreneurial circuit, talking about starting up and talking about my project, I was real open. I wasn't worried about people stealing. I'm just like, let's just get this out there. Let's just talk about it. So I talked and talked and talked. Well, a lot of like important ladies were in the audience and they would sign up. So I had like the who's who of movers and shakers.
Yes.
And so they tried it. And they, so I don't know them, but they must have met me or heard me speak or something. And then what was really cool about that, this is why I'm here today, is because they were so powerful that, and they loved the results, they said, how can I help?
Hell yeah.
So that helped me with my FDA registration. That helped me with every step of the way, marketing, you name it, fundraising, everything. They made it happen. So it was happy customers saying, all women need to know about this. And that was a really powerful thing that I noticed when someone gets results. You know, women, they're like, now my sister needs to have this. Now my mother needs to have this, or my daughters. I'm going to teach my daughters. I have emails from women saying, I'm teaching my daughters right now because I don't want them to suffer for 10 years, 20 years like I did. So that's what I love about women.
Women have really come together and supported this invention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, I cried on Attribute talking about that. I think you, I watched a video of you saying, I want to change the world and I'm doing it. And I said the exact same thing. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for my O's, honey. I'm telling you, it's wild. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Okay. So we talked a little bit about doing Kegels incorrectly, not getting results, but with your device, that's impossible, right? There's also no way to hurt yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yes. You're not going to like overexert your pussy.
No. I mean, we talked about the one thing. You don't do it for a really long time.
Right.
And the instructions are don't overdo it. You know, if someone wants to do it every day for 10 minutes, that's you're pushing it. You don't need to. But I have a lot of athletes and that's just how they are in the world.
Right.
You know, like one of our best customers is like this Ironman triathlete who was able, she was doing triathlons, but not the Ironman because she was held back by leakage and that prolapsy feeling, that heaviness of things starting to like feel like they were falling. And since using Kegelbell, she's Jennifer on the website.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So she's one of those important women.
Yes.
Who is just doing this out of the kindness of her heart because she loves the product.
Right.
So now she is like getting in six and such, like Iron Man.
Wow.
Yeah. So she...
Shouldn't it be Iron Person?
I know.
I mean, come on.
So she's doing it. But yeah, so you asked me something I totally got, like, I screwed that up.
No, I think that was it. Just, I just wanted to reiterate that, like you said, unless you over... Well...
Oh, you can't do it wrong.
You can't. Yeah.
You can't. No. I mean, when I started this, I talked with a lot of, like, surgeons that do vaginal reconstruction, especially post, you know, cancer and things like that. So they know all the muscles and they're the ones that make them and recreate them. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way you can get hurt is if you like throw it at someone.
Well,
don't throw it at anyone.
There are instructions. It says to put a towel on the floor.
Yeah.
Because when I put the heavy D weight on, honey, it slipped right out and it almost busted my toe.
Really?
Well, no, but you know what I mean. I was like, oh, I gotta be careful.
Your feet need to be apart.
They were.
Okay.
They were, but I was just saying it hit the ground and I heard it and I was like, oh, shit. Like,
don't break your tile. Put down a towel.
Right. Yes. Follow the directions. Follow the directions. Do not break your tiles in your bathroom or someone else's bathroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who maybe wouldn't benefit from this? Who is Kegelbell not for? Is there anyone?
Those women who have cramped muscles.
Okay.
Very, very tight muscles. They probably know who they are because they probably have a lot of pain during intercourse. There could be other signals that they have it. But what we say is buy Kegelbell and try it and see.
Yes.
Okay, if it doesn't work for you, which you won't get results, so you'll know, then we give you your money back. So for us, it's important that people kind of do it for themselves.
Yes.
Because a lot of us don't have time to go to a doctor, to pay to see a doctor, to drive to the doctor, to deal with the insurance, you know.
Right.
And
it's fun. It's empowering to take it into your own hands.
Yeah,
you know,
out.
Why not try it find first, right?
And then if you're like hold a lot of tightness there and this is not and it won't hurt you, you just won't get results. Then we say go to a physical therapist, which is hard because there's not many that are experts in pelvic floor therapy. So we have a list on our website, and I encourage any pelvic floor therapist out there to get in touch with me so I can put them on a list. There's just few and far between, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, everyone should see a PT. I think it should be required that we all go once a year like we go to the OBGYN, but we just don't have the resources. There aren't enough of them. And insurance doesn't cover it well. And, you know, it's the whole
right.
thing in America.
Yes. I've talked about that all the time. Mm-hmm. Boo. That's really because I'm not going to name names. I have friends who experienced pain during intercourse. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it's been a really painful journey. Hard to figure it out. I mean, acupuncture, meditate, all these things. So there's a lot of things going on behind closed doors,
yeah.
and women don't have anywhere to turn. And it's really a shameful thing for a lot of us to discuss.
Yeah, there's a lot, going on with this part of the body. I was
yes.
at this women's entrepreneur conference, and I set up a little table just to talk with people. And it was just story after story of how they were like torn apart when giving birth, or how they had this trauma, or I mean, no one escapes
right.
without a story. And so at least what I hope Kegel Bell can be for those women is a way of connecting and learning, because a lot of people don't touch down there, don't look down there. I was one of them. And so now we have a conduit, a safe conduit that's really strengthening, and that we get rewarded. Like there is a biofeedback loop. So you'll get rewarded with that health. So I think that, yeah, I feel like everyone has a story, which makes it a difficult area to have a product around, like go into that business. Sometimes I feel like I must be the most courageous person to like have a product that has to do with the vagina.
Well, right. Have you experienced any issues with that, walking into rooms with full of men and explaining your product and them getting like weird about it? Because some men have a real issue with women taking their sexuality into their own hands, you know?
Not so much. You know, it's been surprising how well received. I expected it to be really, really tough.
Right.
I expected it to be a tough road. I have been taught that I was wrong to make that assumption, and pretty much everyone embraces it.
I love that.
And so for this, I'm wearing kind of this gaudy ring here, and there's a story behind it. So I'm not a jewelry person, but when I quit my job in academia to start this business, and I knew I was going to bootstrap it with my own retirement savings.
You were a professor, right?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So I took my retirement savings, which was humble, but, mm-hmm. you know, I had done okay in the stock market. And
look at you. So you've always been kind of entrepreneurial, would you say? Yes. Love that.
Curious.
Yes.
Let's call
that.
It that.
Okay. Love that.
So I went and I was like, I'm going to buy a ring to show that this is about prosperity and not about going into debt and it being scary, right? Because I'm going to go into debt and it's going to get scary. But let's remind ourselves that it's about creating and being prosperous and making things. So, and I'm like, also, if I ever have to hawk this ring, I'll know that I'm in trouble. And that's the time to stop.
Okay, I think cool, yeah.
So I bought it for lots of symbolism, right? And I bought it from this jeweler at a show, and he was from Pakistan. Recently from Pakistan. And so then he asked me why I was buying it. And I had an assumption that he was not going to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
About the whole thing, right? So that was my assumption.
Right.
I was like, okay, here we go. I'll tell him because I tell everyone.
Right.
So I told him, like, I am starting a business to help women strengthen their vaginas because they need to. And I didn't just shock him. I
right.
said, probably said pelvic floor. And I explained that. And then he like lifted his arms up and he put his eyes up toward the sky and he's like, Allah will love you.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
And then he invited me out to lunch with his wife.
Was it delicious?
Yeah.
Did he give you a good deal on the ring?
I think he did.
Yes.
Yeah. But so his wife then explained to me that it's really important in Islam that a woman be clean when she's praying, and that incontinence, that leakage, means that they have to stop praying and then go wash up.
Oh.
And so this is a real problem at Mecca when they're traveling and having to go around, you know, I'm going to show my ignorance how many times they have to go around it. But they have to like step out of line, which is really tough. and in that crowd.
Yes.
And so she was explaining to me that there are, in her culture, real important reasons, as well as the other reasons that we just discussed. So they have that added reason about why it's important. So my assumptions were wrong. I was giving a talk in United Arab Emirates, mixed audience, royals were in the room, journalists. And I thought, oh, here I go. I'm going to end up in a jail. Here we go.
Right.
I always kind of knew that's how it was going to end. Oh my gosh, they embraced it so much. And I realized their sexuality is in many ways much more advanced than ours here in the United States. So I've learned my lesson.
Wow, that's really interesting. And you know, that's very true as well. I just feel like what is that stigma that we've put on it? Because it's not specific. It's specific to our country. I know there's other countries as well. But if you go to in London, in England, they have a naked woman on the third page of the newspaper every day. Mm-hmm. And they have such lower teen pregnancy rates. Mm-hmm. It's because they don't make it this thing. Mm-hmm. It's not this shameful secret thing.
Yeah. In Germany, I love that, like, the locker rooms and all that are unisex, like the saunas.
Yeah.
It's like full naked.
Right.
With strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? But that's really interesting, and I'm glad you shared that with us. Okay, why don't we talk about where do we get our Kegel bells from? Where do we get them?
You get them online using code NATCH.
NATCH, yes, NATCH.
And for now, that gives a super discount because we have a promotional price right now. And the way Shopify works is like if your customers use that code, they're going to get even more off.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want to say it's $88 with free shipping in the United States.
And that ships quick. Y'all are quick.
Yeah.
I ordered mine in New York at Indie Beauty Expo. It was on my door before I got back from New York.
Nice.
It was on my door. I was like, I landed, I hit the tarmac at LAX, I could take a lift home, it's on my porch. I was like, I was just in New York.
You paid a lot more than 88.
Yeah, it beat me. It beat me home. So exciting. And it's kegelbell.com, right?
That's
right. KegelBell.com. And are there other colors coming out? Are we just going to go with the yellow? I like the yellow. I'm just wondering.
The yellow was important to me because I wanted to set it apart from all the pinks and the purples and the other,
that.
You know, like
yes,
just
I
to show.
That.
And I wanted to say this is going to be in a clear, bright light out in the sunshine. So, yeah, I chose it for that reason. But you know what? I would love to have like a blinged out version. Let's find a jeweler who wants to do like a special edition.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. You could get a necklace made with
maybe
it.
Maybe that jeweler from Pakistan.
That's what I'm going to say. Call him up. Oh, Stephanie, would you like to play the song for us?
Yeah. So, okay. So there's so much goodness that happens with Kegel Bell, like meeting you and your what you have done to raise awareness about Kegel Bell. Well, I was in L.A. at a concert. Totally enjoyed this concert. I don't normally go to them. And I said to myself, that guy is going to do a song for my company one of these days.
And his name is Adam Levine of Maroon 5.
And I circled back like 2 years later. I was in L.A. and I said, hey, this is going to be the strangest thing you've ever heard. But do you want to write a song that will be like a workout song that will walk a woman through the steps to exercising with Kegel Bell?
Oh, well, now I can't wait.
And yeah. So and he was like, sure.
And who is this person?
I don't know if I should say.
Okay, that's fine.
Because he has a career. He's like a legit musician and
did you tell me off air.
And a professor of music and other things.
Oh, so maybe it is Adam Levine.
So he's just doing a solid. Like he was just like, yeah, I'll help. And then but he got it so well. I only talked to him for like 15 minutes. He immediately produced a song and he like nailed it. Like he understood how the whole thing worked better than most people I run into.
Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls.
I'm just guessing.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. Don't you think Iris? Like, you know, that kind of is a Kegel Bell. I could hear him doing something very thoughtful.
Mm.
So maybe ask him for the next one. I just a suggestion.
Let's make a list because I do want to have different voices, different tones. You'll see
yes.
that I commissioned this one with for me. I commissioned this. Like, no one's heard this yet. I mean,
Are we going to recognize the voice?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because I watch The Masked Singer. I'm really good at knowing people's voices.
Oh, you might. And but I want like other tones and other like styles, and you know we need like a British voice.
Oh yeah,
and then like I want to you know someone a Spanish one.
Yes,
right? Okay. But first we have to see if anyone wants this, or is it just me, my own private collection? You know, because I like to listen to this when I work out. I'm just saying.
They think that you will look forward to spending a little quality time with me, and of course, I said yes, because I love a beautiful and confident woman, and that's exactly what you are.
Oh, baby.
My goal is simple, and it's to make sure you use your Kegel bell for 5 minutes, 3 times a week.
He says Kegel.
Over the next month. At that point, I'm sure that you're going to see results and that you're going to want to continue using the Kegel bell forever.
It's very sensual.
Well, let's get down to it. It's time to work out.
Okay.
Are you ready to start? This self-care is going to feel so good. Let's begin. First, make sure that you're in a private place. Let's put a towel down on the ground in between your legs and stand above the towel with a gentle bend in your knees.
Is this 5 minutes long?
Yeah.
Now, you can be creative with this. Maybe.
Maybe we don't hear the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going to pause it. But I just wanted to get a taste.
Yes.
Because the music. That, I wanted you to hear. You're a musician. I wanted you to hear the music.
That's really cool. Honestly.
And it gets even more crazy later.
I think it would be really cool if you did release something like that on your website, because then we could all use it sort of like when we do our work.
I just can't find the right moment to release it.
I understand.
Just put it on the website, like with a blog.
Yeah, why not? Or email it out to everybody.
Yeah.
Because that would be, I set a timer on my phone.
Okay.
I set a timer on my phone and I just like follow the minute, follow the seconds and like, you know, but that's fun, especially if he like says it in the song. Like he's like, and squeeze and pull and squeeze.
A little bit. Yeah. He's like, you're at minute one. You're doing great.
Oh, I love that. Who was that? Does anybody recognize the voice? Was it Ben Folds? I don't know. Okay. Listen, Sevin, that was really exciting. We're getting down towards the end here. Do you have any other self-care rituals? I know you're a huge traveler. And that might be a self-care ritual for you.
I discovered simplicity recently.
I love that.
Someone told me something that was so duh. And I'd been trying it and it's really calmed my skin down. They're like, oh, I just use a warm, wet washcloth. I'm like, that's it? Yeah. So I have just been in the morning and in the evening, you know, taking off my makeup in the evening or in the morning when I wake up, using a warm, wet washcloth. And then I graduated recently to using like microfiber.
Oh, yeah.
But holy cow, I took out, I guess, a lot of irritation, chemicals, things like that, that were disturbing my skin and just made it simple. So, and it feels good. Talk about a ritual. There's just that comforting feeling. Maybe it brings you back to childhood of, you know, taking a bath with a washcloth. I mean, things I just hadn't done anymore because I have a adult, mature, complicated skincare routine.
Right.
It's like, no, go back to basics. And my skin's been really grateful.
My skin looked snatched when I was a child, so why not? I'll get in that tub and rinse my face with warm water. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so maybe that creates problems for mature skin. Someone can tell me, no, it should be cold water or whatever the case may be, but I find it really comforting and really soothing. So I do that and just oils. Like I'm really into the argan oils and just removing things and keeping it simple. I haven't used deodorant, gosh, in like 6 years maybe.
Okay, so tell me about this. I was explaining to Stephanie in the green room before we started recording that I have been using real deodorant. Antiperspirant on and off for the past few months, and now when I use natural deodorant, I stink. I have to like go through
Doesn't
the process.
It make it stink? Okay, I discovered it too. So if you go to my cabinet, you'll see like a graveyard of deodorants.
Right,
I've
right.
tried. There's probably 12 in there.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't know why I just don't throw them away. But you're right. I would try them, and it ended up making a worse stink than my BO.
Yes.
Like it would create a worse stink.
Right.
Because
I think your body is adjusting to
I don't
it.
Know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just cooking up something with
it's
those.
It's cooking up something.
And so I'm smelling natural. And so what I will tend to do is, you know, obviously the French bath or the spit bath, you know, I do the warm washcloth trick on my arms too. And but like I should have done it today, but I was so comfortable around you. So if I'm nervous because I'm going to do a big presentation, I know I'll just like do this nervous schwitzing. I'll just like sweat and sweat and sweat. So and get real stinky because I get like this nervous smell.
The nervous stink.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like the hormones are firing in some mm-hmm. weird way. So there's this little deodorant swipe that's like in a little sachet packet. It's made by Whish, W-H-I-S-H.
I know that company.
You know them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, I'll just demonstrate here.
Yes.
Because, you know, I normally like am nervous and will be sweating a lot, but I'm so comfortable with you, Jackie, that I didn't need it.
Yeah, we're...
But I had it at the ready in case yes, I really started to produce.
Right.
So then you just have like a little wet wipe, and then you just like wipe under the armpit.
Yes. And so is there deodorant on that?
It's something, yeah.
Yeah.
It's and supposedly it has hair inhibitor, which I really don't need because I did the lasers.
Same. That was...
Best.
The best thing I've ever yeah. bought for myself.
Yeah, laser. Yeah, removal. Hair. Right.
I want to have no hair from my brows down, and I'm working on it, and it is incredible.
So I just applied deodorant in front of Jackie.
Why not?
But that's my emergency go-to.
Yes.
I have them in my briefcase, but otherwise, no.
So you just go all natch, nothing?
Every once in a while, I'll take out one of those 12.
Right.
And then just remind myself why
right.
I don't like them.
So do you sweat?
Oh, yeah.
But it just doesn't stink.
It can.
Oh, yeah. You're yeah. just like, whatever. I don't care.
I just have to manage it. Like,
yes.
yeah. It's, you know, sometimes there's some embarrassing days.
Yes. I mean, listen, I'm all about a natural queen. I stand a natural queen. I've been using, just so everybody knows, Tom's of Maine mm-hmm. makes one deodorant that has the aluminum in it. I purchased it. I use it on and off with all of my other natural mm-hmm. ones that y'all all know and love because of me that I talk about. Mm-hmm. So that's the truth. But I have, because when I work, when I'm on set, you mm-hmm. literally, I'll sweat through wardrobe and then it holds up production because you can't have armpit stains. So I had this ready to go when I needed mm-hmm. it for mm-hmm. like work. And now I just was like, well, I don't want to stink on this red carpet. I don't want to stink mm-hmm. on this date. I don't want to stink on this vacation. So it's just working mm-hmm. itself. When Lacey Mosley was here, my friend who's an actor, she was like, nope, I reset because I was working all summer on a set. So I'm back mm-hmm. on the mm-hmm. antiperspirant. So we're all on our own journey, everybody. I keep it real with y'all. That's what's really going on with me.
I'm inventing a product that will help with this. I got 30 products in the pipeline. Yeah.
30?
I would love to tell you about some of them, man.
But they're secret.
Yeah.
But you're patented, right?
Pending.
Okay, yes, honey.
Pending can take a while.
Interesting. Well, you know what? You're changing the world. You're changing vaginas. And I'm so happy that you came to see me. Thank you for spreading the word.
I'm so glad it came out here.
And if, you know, and I want to say y'all are very interactive. So once you order a Kegel Bell or if you're thinking about ordering one, you can DM with y'all. You can email and any question you have will be answered promptly yeah. and efficiently.
My favorite thing to do.
There you go. See, I'm the opposite. Nobody DM me, please. I don't like them. It stresses me out. If you want to talk to me, Jackie@Nashby.com, I will answer you. But if you DM me, I might not see it.
That's true. It gets confusing.
Well, I have somebody go in and clear them for me because they stress me out. And it says in my profile, no DMs, but people DM me still. I get it. It's the new way. But honey, it's too much for me. It's a boundary I'm setting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So y'all want to email me. If you want to DM Kegel Bell Stephanie or her, your other, what do you want to say? Your employee? Your partner?
Yeah.
Someone will answer you.
Yeah.
And you'll be
it's
happy.
It's just... Me and one person who helps out part-time, but she's so powerful, it feels like full-time. Yeah, this is a real tiny shop, folks. This is a real startup. This is the...
You're getting it on the ground floor.
Like the old-fashioned thing that you think doesn't exist anymore.
Yes.
It still does.
And these are made in America?
They are not. They're made at a facility that's a great one, just outside of Hong Kong. I really like the manufacturer. They are the coolest people. So
that's so neat to like create something and have somebody make it. And I mean, how many different sizes of the eggs did you figure out before?
So much fun.
Were you data testing them yourself?
And also just studying other devices and studying the range of like the body and talking to women about what sizes were comfortable and then talking with doctors. And so, yeah, so a lot of doctors advised. It was fun. I had a blast. I'm enjoying every minute of it. I don't question it. I just keep barreling forward. And it was really just delightful to hear you guys laughing and talking about it. That was like a peak moment. And I feel like I could die happy right now.
Well, I really... I really appreciate you sent me an email that said, you know, the reason what listening to the show is the reason I created this product. So again, I just want to say thank you to you. And, you know, we here on Attribute really support and appreciate female founded brands and indie brands and especially very thoughtful ones. And thank you.
Thank you.
So everybody get you a Kegel Bell. And live your best life. Let's wrap this up. Thank you again, Stephanie. Oh, tell us the social media, anything you want us to know.
I am Kegelbell everywhere. Kegelbell, Kegelbell. It's K-E-G-E-L-B-E-L-L. Twitter, Insta, Facebook. You can search in YouTube under Kegelbell and find some of our videos. But yeah, it's...
Do you have a TikTok account?
I do not.
I don't either. Do you have one, Jessica?
But tell me the trends.
She's laughing at me.
Tell me the trends. Is that?
Oh, the TikToks.
Twitch.
The TikTok. TikTok. I downloaded it and I said, nope, I'm out of this demo. I can't figure it out. But apparently that's the thing now. If you're in your 20s listening, you're probably laughing at, you know, your Aunt Jackie talking about her kooky ass TikTok, you know, attempts. Kegelbell's not on TikTok. They might be soon, okay? Who knows? Stephanie is on the pulse of what's happening. So by the time this comes out, they might have one.
Jackie's taking me to school.
Stay posted, okay? Everybody, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck. And keep your fringe fresh.
Starburns Avenue, a podcast network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.